Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Week 3 of the high school football season, Maryville opening up conference play. They'll be taking on Chillicothe. It's also a top 10 battle within Class 3 high school football here in Missouri. We're talking with Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, as well as a senior defensive end and tight end from his squad, Major Scarborough. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. And Coach, big win last week over Pleasant Hill. You get the shutout, but now you got to turn around quick. You've got an MEC rival coming to town. How did things shift a little bit, at least the importance of those non-con games are important. You want to win them. But once you have a conference title on the line, it's a little bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you think of our non-conference schedule and, you know, with Blair Oaks and Pleasant Hill week one and week two, you kind of set those apart from the rest of your schedule. And we start MEC play, and then in week seven we'll get out of conference to go Luther North and then come back in 8 and 9 and finish it up. But, you know, starting off the year 1-1, you know, with Blair Oaks week one, you know, not performing, I think, the way we wanted to, but to really see the learning curve that happened between week one and week two is something that, you know, you don't like those, to learn those lessons. Those are hard lessons to learn, but at the same time, it makes you a much better football team. So we were able to really focus on, you know, why we were able to do the successful things last week and win the process football part of the game and the turnover battle and the special teams and the, you know, running the ball on offense and stopping the run on defense, and still working through our identity and what that means week to week. But I think good teams, you know, improve throughout the season and show improvement from week to week. And we were able to do that between week one and week two. And then, yeah, you got the familiar foe, the Chillicothe Hornets, coming in and starting MEC play and realizing, you know, we have goals and we have aspirations and things that we talk about, and we want to be conference champs. And it's certainly, you know, much easier to accomplish that when you start off 1-0 compared to 0-1. So this is an important football game.
Major, of course, you'd love to come out and be 2-0 heading into conference. But as far as just, like, lessons learned, this team rounding into form, after 2 weeks heading into conference play, is this about where you wanted to feel like the team was at as far as mentally than execution of week two?
Yeah, this is our emphasis this week was to move forward, not go backwards. And I feel like our team had a good week of practice, and we're where we need to be to take on the Chillicothe Hornets.
Tell me about Chillicothe. Is that rivalry feel as big as it used to be in years past? I mean, I know in recent years Maryville has kind of dominated what we've seen, the series back and forth, but obviously it's one that we've always kind of told in the media these two towns and schools don't like each other too much. From the player perspective, do you feel that?
I mean, I don't have a – I like Chillicothe, but I don't have too big of a rivalry. It's a good game to – or usually around our third game to start off our MEC record. So that's there for the rivalry, but not too big of a rivalry for me.
Maryville diving into conference play tonight against Chillicothe. Coach Webb, it's early. It's also senior night, correct?
It's correct.
So senior night, the chance to honor the seniors again. Only 3 regular season home games. Tell me about this group. And again, I feel like we're kind of heading into postseason play and you kind of feel a little bit different, but you've had 3.5 years now with these guys. What have they meant to you?
Yeah, it's you know, they're a special group, and I've had 3.5 years in high school with them. But and as I look at guys like Major, I've seen them grow up, being here 12 years now, and watching them, you know, in youth football. And you know, last week we had an awesome night, the Hound Pound, and had youth night, and had guys like Nolan out there and running through the tunnel and packing the locker room and doing those things. And then all of a sudden you blink your eyes and, you know, they're sitting here like Major. And you know, that's a special thing about being a coach. And I've said it, you know, through the years, you know, the longer you're in one place, those attachments and things like that, you get closer to the guys. And Major's a great example of the senior class of a group that's you know, gone through and been a Spoofhound, was born and raised, and it means something special to him. You know, he talks about, you know, the Chillicothe rival and what that means. And you know, I know that these guys, they play each other in multiple sports. They play each other in summer league stuff. They know the names. They know each other. And it's always good to beat your friends, you know, on the field. And that's what I remember with when I went to school here back in the early 90s with Chillicothe, and you know, that rivalry, and it's two similar communities. You know, they got, they're very proud of their sports and their community, and their, not only their football team, but their athletics and their activities. And so just like Maryville. So that's what makes it special, I think.
Major, we know Chillicothe coming in year in and year out. It's always about that running attack. And I think Silas Midget's finally a senior. He's one of those kids that feels like he's been around for quite a few years, but finally wrapping up his career. He's a big physical runner. You guys have limited them in the past. What does it take to slow this team down?
The defense really does have to step up, especially the defensive line. We got to make sure we fill our gaps. Yeah, he's a very good runner. In open field, our guys got to be ready to tackle. And as long as we're swarm, we should be able to hold them.
Coach Webb, before the season, you talked about the front seven and how excited you were for those guys. Seeing them through the first 2 weeks, especially limiting Pleasant Hill, chance to come out and make another statement against a physical running attack tonight.
Yeah, I've been I've been proud of that group, and Major's a great example of that. You know, that senior leadership and guys that know the scheme, and you know, when you got Coach Kresge and Coach Volstead, who are very seasoned in our scheme and what we want to accomplish. That lets me as a head coach kind of have some confidence that they're going to do the things they need to do. And I am very pleased with where we're at up front. You know, Blair Oaks game, really we limited they're a good rushing attack. We let a couple of big plays get out on us. And then in Pleasant Hill, we're really able to stop the run. And this is going to be a common theme, especially when you look at our schedule and know our opponents out there and know who's coming up. We knew Pleasant Hill was a team that likes to run the football. Obviously, Chillicothe has that identity and a talented tailback. We know that St. Pius is up next, and then Cameron. And those are some really good rushing attacks that front seven is going to be tested week in and week out. And when they can do their jobs, it certainly helps us get them into some long yardage situations. And one of the things I'm really proud of Major is his pass rush ability and the things he's been able to develop. And as a senior, really highlighting that. So I know, you know, we talk about if you want the reward to rush a quarterback and go get sacks, man, you got to stop him on first and second down. So he knows those things and does a great job.
Is there a little bit more responsibility there, too? Just we've seen over the years, and we talked with Lucas Vierteller back in week one, but so many good offensive and defensive linemen coming through here, Major. Now you're stepping up, and, you know, last year played really well, but it feels like you've kind of taken your game up another notch. What's been big for you throughout your career?
I played a lot of defense since my sophomore year, and it's taken up a notch to be starting on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, the emphasis is to really stop them on first, second down, get a third down, and I like rushing the QB, so that's fun too when we get those stops.
You know, you've got some big guys on that line that, like, all right, that looks like a traditional defensive lineman, and you've got that long frame. And then you get out there, it kind of feels like once you get a quarterback, they kind of have nothing to do with it. Like last week, we saw him go back to pass. And I swear that pass was like 7 feet high in the air, and you got up there and knocked that one down. Just, I assume there's so much more to it than just, all right, I'm going to shuck this guy and get back to the quarterback. But you've kind of developed those skills over the years of being able to rush the quarterback.
Yeah, my length definitely helps me on the defensive line, the leverage. So, yeah.
I mean, there's nobody quite like a wingspan like Major's out there, is there, Coach?
No, there's not. Those long levers are important. And I know a young guy in here that, you know, really likes a guy named Crosby for the Oakland Raiders. And, you know, Major may not have the arm wraps that Crosby does and stuff like that, but he's very comparable when you think of leverage and length and those skill sets. I mean, you do got guys that – maybe a shorter, squattier, stronger type that have, you know, more powerful arms. But sometimes, you know, one of Major's strength is using those leverage and the length and, like you said, the height. And you mentioned playing both ways and tight end last week. That was a great touchdown pass he caught, great ball by Matthew to get it over the top. And obviously that extra inches kind of helped him get that thing at the top.
And, of course, they call Max Crosby the Condor because of his wingspan. Yeah. So we might have a new nickname for Major Bourne.
What would be a comparable, I don't know, like a chicken hawk or something? What can we call Major? Is that, no.
We'll have to Google that later. We'll figure something out.
We just turned that this morning. Don't go out and put on social media that Coach Webb called him a chicken hawk. Cause that was
unless he gets five sacks tonight, then I guess
chicken hawk sticks. You come with five sacks and you earn chicken hawk.
Sounds good to me.
Coach mentioned it, the touchdown catch last week, and it was a good ball. You high pointed it. Everything looked like you guys had run that 50 times in practice the night before. You've got the sacks. You've got the defensive the tackles for loss. Where does a touchdown rank on your list of big plays throughout your high school career?
It's definitely really high up there. I mean, the sack energy is incredible, but it felt really nice to score a touchdown. And me and Matthew have been playing for a while, so it was nice to have my first touchdown pass from him.
So from our perspective, too, you've got the size and the guy against you. If the ball's it's a 50-50 ball, it really becomes more 70-30 with as big as you are. Do you feel pretty confident? You look across the way that you know that, all right, Matt, just put it up, I'll go get it.
Yeah, if Matthew throws it up, I know I can go up there and get it for sure.
So Coach Houchin calling for more fades?
I don't know. You have to ask him that. I'm not going to say that on a Friday morning.
You've got some angry running backs that might be there like, give me the football instead.
There you go.
Plenty of options in the red zone tonight for Maryville. Taking on Chillicothe, the MEC opener. We'll get underway at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6:30. Coach Webb, Major, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.
Yep. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Maryville head football coach Matt Webb and senior defensive end and tight end Major Scarborough with us. The Spoofhounds taking on Chillicothe for senior night tonight on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.